It's Friday and time for your Friday installment of the news show. It's the 3rd of March, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the past 24 hours. And we got it for you like we always do in less than 5 minutes. Oh, that old Microsoft Activision Blizzard deal? Yeah, looks to be a go in the EU. Yes, all those hurdles they were going through seem to have been cleared, at least according to the sources over at Reuters. The company's licensing offers to competitors are expected to appease the European Union and their antitrust concerns, meaning the $69 billion acquisition, yeah, it's going to be going forward. It's taken a little bit, but not as long as some people thought, when the deal was announced in January. Of course, Microsoft still needs to appease the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and even U.K. regulators before the deal can be completely finalized. All in all, though, looks like the deal's got the green light now, and the hiccups seem to be gone. Staying with Microsoft news and Bing and chatbots. Yeah, we're talking about Bing AI. Well, if your AI seems a bit robotic to you, now you can just change its personality. Yes, the nifty new little toggle switch now lets the chatbot be a little bit more creative, balanced, and precise. Yes, you heard that correctly. Three options to choose from. Now, the creative mode includes responses that are original and imaginative. The precise mode, however, is a bit more accurate and more factual with concise answers. The balanced mode, as you probably guessed, is the flavors of both combined, which probably most people will want to use. All in all, the main goal is to tame down those little outbursts that Bing AI's been having lately, making its public perception a little bit more palatable. We'll see if this toggle switch does the trick. And finally, I'm sure we're all aware of Neuralink and implanting crap in our brain. Well, they went on over to the FDA saying, hey, can we do that? Well, the FDA said, no. Now, even though Elon says, yeah, this thing's a go, apparently it's not a full go. The BCI company was apparently denied authorization by the FDA in 2022. Yeah, this kind of harks back a little bit. So that they can actually conduct human trials using these devices. Those devices, you might remember, yeah, they killed a bunch of pigs. Of course, the agency cited safety concerns. Yeah, that's probably a good idea, particularly in the device's lithium batteries. Not to mention the potential for the implant's tiny little wires to migrate to other parts of the brain that maybe they shouldn't be in. Now, those of you that attended the open house last November for Neuralink might remember Elon saying he was pretty damn confident that the company would secure FDA approval, at least within the next 6 months. Well, we're about 4 months in now, and it doesn't look like it's going to hit just yet. Might want to extend that confidence a little bit there, Elon. You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the new show now over at Patreon at patreon.com/BTN News. And don't forget, for our Patreon supporters, you will get your exclusive weekend edition of the new show tomorrow. Check out the British Tech Network, the home of the new show, and also the home of the Mac and Big Show, too. All can be found at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech and join the BTN community at the Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, well, we'll be back tomorrow for our Patreon subscribers, as I said. The main show will be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.